is this in line with what is going on with everyone else on the...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's the only one that didn't get in line. So there are several vehicles for that same year with the same ID number. Mm-hmm. That one, the ID number was missing, and so they stayed double what everybody else was.
So it's... My understanding was it based off the VIN number.
The VIN number?
The VIN number. Is it not based off the VIN number?
The VIN number goes in, and then there's an ID number that associates with that. So everybody who owns like a Ford F-150, it goes in by their VIN number so we know what they have, and then they are assigned when it's put in. If the computer automatically pulls in an ID number. But in this case, the ID number...
Who in the office is TB? TB?
Pardon?
It has TB initialed on the top of this.
Okay, that's the second number.
Okay.
But the person who, where it disappeared, they no longer work there.
Okay.
Ms. Spencer, are you versed enough in this to know what she's talking about as far as the code being removed?
I do not, I'm sorry.
Okay. This is something we want to get just a little bit more explanation and information just so we handle it properly.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, let's move to table. Let's label this Exhibit B.
Okay.
Actually, let's just do the abatement number.
Okay.
Move to table abatement number 300936 to... February 10th.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Have a motion and a second to table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Because that's not going to mess you guys up at all, right?
Okay. Next, we have the paid abatements. We have two of those, the 214058 and 214059. These will be in for clerical error.
So what do we do, make one a residence and one a nightly rental?
I'm not sure that would be a assessor question.
No, that's one where it was keyed in. Two were sent in, one's the residence, one's the nightly rental. They flipped them and put them in the wrong way. So what should have been commercial, should have been residential, etc. Same people.
So exactly what you said.
Yeah.
We'll label this Exhibit B with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated February 3rd, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It'll be our last item we have on the agenda this morning down here. We are scheduled for University of Missouri Extension Roundtable discussion upstairs at 9:30. I have 9:20 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.